Broadcasting live from the swamp down here in Central Florida. I am your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is, what is the last day of September? September 30th, 2018, another week gone by. Wow, has it been a week? I actually seriously thought about actually not doing a show today because I was very angry. I've been angry all week. They have reason to be angry. As I am a Me Too survivor of a false claim of a sexual harassment many, many years ago. And so I watch these trials, that's actually what they are, testimony trials, judge, jury, and executioner, the outcome already pre-planned and implanted in the mind of the people that are actually going after him. And the timing of all these accusations, allegations, and rumors now. Rumors also now. So that works. But I am a survivor. I'm a Me Too survivor of being sexually harassed by a woman back in the 90s, like 94, 95. So I watch these things unfolding right now, and I take it very personal. And I've been angry all week about this. Why? Because the rule of law is not being followed. The rule of law is not being followed when accusations, allegations, or rumor can bring you before a panel of people there to tear you apart, to find flaw in what you say. You didn't dot the I, you didn't cross the T. Well, people, what we are experiencing right now is nothing more than a reversal. Basically, what we are seeing is the Salem witch trials all over again in the year 2018, except the women are not being crucified and burned at the stake. The men are being burned at the stake. I don't know if we're going to do a full 2 hours on this. I've been hot and angry about this, like I said, the entire week. Had thought about not even doing a show, but that would have played into the hands of those people that don't want us to be talking about their inconsistencies and their lack of evidence. Yes, lack of evidence. Hearsay, 36 years ago. I have memory of this person, but I don't recall the party. I don't recall this. I don't recall that. And I have no, what's the term the politicians always say? I have no recollection of that incident. I have no recollection. That's basically code for you're lying your ass off. And that's what we have here. And that's what's got me all burned up and angry. By the way, the phones are open. This is your show. I want to hear what you've got to say about this. 1-800-313-9443. I don't want to be the only one on this end here complaining and bitching and griping about the rule of law not being followed and how this man could have his life turned upside down based on something that happened 36 years ago. This does not make me happy. If these people are successful, then we are in serious trouble, people. We are in serious trouble because an accusation, an allegation, and a rumor could remove you from your job. Now, you may have an important job. You may not have an important job. But if this works, people, guess what, guys? You could be packing your bags and looking for another job, or you might be placed on a blacklist where nobody will touch you. Your life ruined. Now, John and I were talking about this the other day. For those who have a backup plan, who have education and money, and they've already made their money and they're millionaires, people like Brett Kavanaugh, this is a personal attack. He can actually recoup from this and walk away from this, probably write a book, make millions there. He's probably already a millionaire. Doesn't have to worry about that. He'll probably also be removed from his position, current position, if he fails to get in the Supreme Court. I can count on that's probably going to happen if he doesn't get the nomination, get in. Those of us wouldn't be so lucky who could not go take off again and find employment and be productive citizens as we would be. We wouldn't have that luxury. So for those little guys there, the ones I'm talking to right now, your lives would be turned upside down. You would have no recourse. You're basically a convicted felon. Without going through the legal process, by the way, you're just convicted in the eyes of the people and the media. Well, I only have a few more subscriptions left to the Orlando Sentinel, and I'm counting down the days because I'm getting so tired of the mainstream media on TV and in print being so one-sided on this and not pointing out the obvious that this is a witch hunt. This is a witch hunt. Now, is he a perfect person? No, I don't think he is. Don't get me wrong. Is he an angel? No. Who is an angel? Is he guilty of this 36 years ago? I'm willing to bet nearly 100% no. Because if it was, she would have spoke up much, much sooner. Now, we got one attack, the first one, Christine Blasey Ford. I like how they give three names. They always do that to a villain, like Lee Harvey Oswald, John Wilkes Booth, Hillary Rodham Clinton. You get the drift. You get what I'm coming out of here. The villain. Well, the paper came out on Thursday. I actually didn't think she would actually testify. I did not think she would testify on Thursday. Very surprised she did. But she had plenty of time to be coached. Plenty of time to be coached. And that memory brought back and fed and fueled to make sure that she would be the perfect victim come Judgment Day on Thursday. And that's what we call it, Judgment Day. That's exactly what it was, Judgment Day. Well, you know, it's interesting. My wife brought up to me. I love how the female perspective, how they can pick up things that I don't pick up. I love them for that. We need women. We do. We seriously do, guys. We need women to keep us in check and to pick up the slack where we fall behind. But she pointed out something very, very interesting to me. Come Friday morning when we got the paper, it showed Kavanaugh there, his mouth open. They had to make sure he was open. He looked rather angry, almost enraged. Well, I would have been too. To me, he was very controlled. He was very calm, despite the fact that they're trying to hang him. He handled this pretty dang good, probably better than I would have. I think he could have done more. But then they show her. Interesting. A picture, 1,000 words. Look at the picture of her. She's wearing black. You wear black when you go to a funeral. When you're mourning, you're depressed. It's the color of depression, black. The big ugly glasses. It kind of makes her look like a little school teacher, maybe a librarian, an innocent, virginous librarian. And then the hair. Now, this is what my wife caught really fast. You can really put lipstick on a pig, and you know what I'm talking about. You can take the ugliest of women, and you can do the glamour shots thing, and you can make them look beautiful. But that's not what they wanted, because that would have mean she wasn't a victim. And her life was pretty dang good. And I got to say, it's pretty good, I would think. She got her PhD. She's a doctor, a clinical psychologist at Palo Alto University. She's done pretty good for herself, despite also having a GoFundMe.com account set up for her prior to testifying or pointing the finger. Doing pretty good. Probably even come out and make a book deal on this whole thing of the lies that she's dreamed up. But this affects us all. This affects us all. The future of how we will look at evidence, or basically disregard of evidence, and how we will place more credibility with accusations, allegations, and rumor. This case right here will have a lasting effect on us and the system we still want to believe in, the judicial system we want to believe in. This is going to have an impact if it goes the wrong direction. It really will. Sam, can we go ahead and play that first clip? Let me first give you a little intro on the first clip here. We are listening to some testimony here from retired Colonel Kirk Schleicher. I guess that's it. Schleicher, it's German. Basically pointing a finger at what Christine Blasey Ford has said, her memory lapses, and also how did it get leaked at such a timely fashion before the confirmation hearings, and pointing the finger at Dianne Feinstein of how this all happened. Well, I don't know. So, Sam, go ahead and play that clip, please. Okay, not a problem. We got a little technical issue. He's going to get that worked up there.
And for 60 days, that was assess what happened. And we also know that the Democrats on this committee engaged in a profoundly unfair process. The ranking member had these allegations on July 30th. And for 60 days, that was 60 days ago, the ranking member did not refer it to the FBI for an investigation. The ranking member did not refer it to the full committee for an investigation. The ranking member, this committee could have investigated those claims in a confidential way that respected Dr. Ford's privacy. And some of the most significant testimony we heard this morning is Dr. Ford told this committee that the only people to whom she gave her letter were her attorneys, the ranking member, and her member of Congress. And she stated that she and her attorneys did not release the letter, which means the only people that could have released that letter were either the ranking member and her staff or the Democratic member of Congress, because Dr. Ford told this committee those are the only people who had it. That is not a fair process. And we should look to the facts, not anonymous innuendo and slander.
Mr. Chairman, I ask for a point of personal privilege to respond.
Proceed.
Mr. Chairman, let me be clear. I did not hide Dr. Ford's allegations. I did not leak her story. She asked me to hold it confidential, and I kept it confidential as she asked. She apparently was stalked by the press, felt that what happened, she was forced to come forward, and her greatest fear was realized. She's been harassed, she's had death threats, and she's had to flee her home. In addition, the investigation that the Republican majority is heralding is really nothing that I know about other than a partisan practice. Normally, all the witnesses would be interviewed. However, that's not happened. While the majority has reached out to several people, they did not notify me or my staff that they were doing this. And so to argue that we would not participate but not tell us what they were up to is somewhat disingenuous. I was given some information by a woman who was very much afraid, who asked that it be held confidential, and I held it confidential until she decided that she would come forward.
Mr. Chairman, would the ranking member... answer a question, please.
If I can.
I, I have great respect for Senator Feinstein. We've worked together on many topics, and I believe what you just said. Can you tell us that your staff did not leak it?
Oh, I don't believe my staff would leak it. I have not asked that question directly, but I do not believe
you know
they
that?
Would.
I mean, how in the world could that get in the hands of the press?
The answer is no. The staff
have you asked Have you asked your staff or other
I
staff
just
members
did.
On the Judiciary Committee?
Pardon me? Well, Jennifer reminds me I've asked her before about it, and that's true.
Well, somebody leaked it if it wasn't you.
Well, it was, I'm telling you, it was not, I did not. I mean, I was asked to keep it confidential, and I'm criticized for that too.
There you have it, in denial. Dianne Feinstein, I don't know how it got there. None of my staff told anybody. Yeah, I didn't tell anybody. How did it leak out to the media at the precise time that it did to derail Brett Kavanaugh's newest nominee for Supreme Court Justice? Yeah, it just kind of happened. Just kind of got out there. My staff is all trustworthy. None of them leaked it. Total BS. Total BS. Come on. Come on, Dianne. Look at me straight in the eyes and tell me the truth. That nobody in your team leaked this. Sure they did, because you all have the same agenda. You want to derail this man. You don't want a conservative on the court, and that's why you picked the perfect timing for this attack is right before the confirmation. Amazing. We're going to go to the phones real quick here. Art off the grid. What's on your mind, Art?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't know how much time you want to spend with me on this, but as I was saying on the previous broadcast there with Steve down there in Texas, you know, one of the things I used to do years ago, I had an internet talk broadcast where one of my favorite things to do was to sit down and take anything, any speeches by the president or Congress people, and just dissect them point by point. You know, taking notes, and I sat through her entire testimony the other day, and, you know, if I were a prosecutor, I could literally destroy this woman. I mean, it was one contradiction after another, and it just made me sick. You know, one of the biggest telling points for me was when she stated, in 2012, she was afraid that Kavanaugh could someday be a Supreme Court judge. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. 2012? That was like Obama's first term was finishing up in 2012. You had a feeling back then? Seriously? I'm expected to believe this? When you saw Mark Judge at the Save-A-Lot or whatever it was that he worked at, you were nice and cordial to him? I'm sorry, anybody who's involved in your molestation, you're not going to be nice to him the next time you see him. You're not going to be cordial. You claim that Kavanaugh was all sneaky and stealthy coming up the stairs when he first attacked you, but then he's slobbering, drunk, staggering down the stairs afterwards, and you waited until he turned the music down to come out of the room, walk down the stairs, right past him, and then walk outside all by your little old lonesome. I'm sorry, but if you had just been molested, you'd have been absolutely terrified to come out of that room. And you couldn't remember how you got to the party. You couldn't remember how you got home. You couldn't tell us exactly where your parents lived at the time. You can't tell us exactly where this house was where all of this took place. I mean, it was just one thing after another. And, folks, let me tell you something. I'm 55 years old, okay? I am a survivor of molestation. And I can remember every time it happened. I can give you the four names of the four people that did it. I can tell you exactly where it happened. I can take you right to both houses where it happened. I can tell you what happened leading up to it through the entire process and what happened afterwards. I suffer from PTSD, and I'm here to tell you, folks, if you suffer from PTSD, you ask any soldier who suffers from PTSD if he can recall what happened
Art,
to him.
And he Art, can Art, hold on. We're going to bring you right back. This is Off the Beaten Path.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Is off the beat past Steve Elkins at the mic here, and we're going to go back to the phone in here in just a second with Art Off the Grid. I have included some jazz bumper music today to keep me steady and keep me calm. Like I said, I've been worked up all week on this, and last thing I want to do is get so worked up I start screaming. I want to think clearly on this whole situation. I want to talk about these issues. I want to keep my head straight on. So I think all the bumper music today is going to be jazz-oriented to keep me relaxed. Hopefully also you relaxed, but also I want you to communicate with me. What are your feelings? What is going on in your head on this? I'm going to call it what it is. It's a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt. It is scary. It's scary if we refuse to follow the rule of law, asking for clear evidence, and we wait 36 years, and then we come back with, she said this, and she can't back it up, and the timing and everything else. Like I said, we got three accusers now. We got Christine Blasey Ford. We got Deborah Ramirez. Supposedly, he came to a party and dropped his drawers and shoved his privates in a woman's face. She pushed it away. Well, I know that's how I enter a party when I go to college parties. Yeah, hey, Steve's the life of the party. He's great, man. He just comes in and he just does whatever the hell he wants to do, and nobody has recollection. Nobody saw this, and it's just, again, another person who says this happened, but no collaborating evidence. Nobody can say, yes, this happened. I tell you what, I'm a guy, and if I saw that happen at a party, I would escort that person out of the party, and if they refused to go, I would call authorities myself to have this person removed because it's inappropriate. I think a lot of guys think that way too. We don't like inappropriate behavior. So I can't imagine people at the party just laughing, have a good time, looking over at Brett Kavanaugh, dropping his drawers, and putting his privates in a person's face, that nobody would say anything about it. This is pretty amazing stuff. Then you go to this Julie Swetnick, who comes out and said that, I guess during his Yale years, he and a couple guys had a little sex dungeon going here. I mean, this is getting more outrageous if it wasn't so serious, more outrageous the accusations of no way, impossible. And again, no evidence to back up what she says. And then yesterday in USA Today, I'm raising my voice. Shouldn't do that. Calm down, Steve. In USA Today, yesterday, the insinuation that maybe we ought to look closely at Mr. Kavanaugh because he coaches girls' soccer, and do we really want a man who could be guilty of these things, coaching young girls? So basically the insinuation that he might be a pedophile. You know, I told my wife a couple of days ago, expect something with patting a little boy on the buttocks or something to insinuate he might be a pedophile. I predicted this a couple days ago, and here it was. USA Today complies with the story I thought might happen. These are very desperate people. They have no moral compass. Ethics, morals, values. These are what Hillary Rodham Clinton referred to us, their behavior, their tactics, their antics, their agenda. They are the deplorables. Art, go back to you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They are deplorable. And, you know, as I was saying before, you ask any soldier who's been diagnosed with PTSD to tell you his experience, if he's willing to talk about it, the detail that this individual will give you. If you suffer from PTSD, believe me, your memory is vivid. There is no mistaking anything. And like you said, she's no corroborating evidence whatsoever. She's 100% sure it was him, but again, can't tell us exactly where her parents' house was. This is a house you grew up in. And you know, with me being a survivor, folks, I was 7 years old. This was 1970 when this happened to me, and I remember vividly. I mean, it's just ridiculous, you know. You were worried that he might become a Supreme Court judge in 2012. How does that even work? How could you even think that? And if this was such a big thing, Miss Ford, I'm not going to call her doctor. I'm not going to give her that.
Thank you. I was going to say that too, because I did not like that when Brett Kavanaugh referred to her as Dr. Ford. When you say doctor, and I say doctor to a lot of people that actually I have respect for.
Exactly.
She should not get respect because what she's doing now is a tragedy to the system. We'll be right back. This is Off the Beaten Path.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Intro coming back in, and that's Jeff Lorber with Dear Prudence from the Beatles. Great song to relax us all while we talk about this issue. I need to keep calm. Hey, Art, I'm going to ask you to finish it up here real quick because I got somebody right behind you, and I don't want to miss that call.
Okay. So where I left off was getting back to the statement in 2012. She was afraid that he'd become a Supreme Court judge. What about when he was nominated to the D.C. District Circuit Court? Why didn't you speak up then? You didn't think that maybe that might be a problem? I mean, this is just absolutely, you called it right. It's a witch hunt.
Yes.
Is Kavanaugh a saint? Absolutely not.
Nope.
Did he commit this? I don't think he did. Was she molested? I don't know. Mm. Very possible, but I don't believe Kavanaugh did it. I think this is a witch hunt. This was a last-ditch effort to try to knock him out. And anything they can do to take the Republicans down, they're going to do it.
Right. I agree. No, I agree with you 100%. You make a good point. You know, you're really good Columbo there, Art, that, yes, he became a very prominent judge prior to being a nominee for the Supreme Court. So if she really thought he was a predator, then she should have spoke up long, long ago. And she didn't, because this is an agenda to derail him, which is the next clip I'm going to play here in a second after I get done talking to Rhonda. Hey, thank you, Art, for your call. I'm going to go to Rhonda in Missouri. You're on.
Hi, Steve. Hey, you know, politics is really a spectator sport because they don't want our opinion. We're doing exactly what they want. We're talking amongst ourselves, and, you know, nothing's being done. But I do believe, though, I saw something that I thought was really weird. I didn't get to watch the whole thing, so I saw clips here and there. Do you remember the part where that one lady, I don't even know who it was, but she was questioning him, and she said something about the amount of alcohol that he drank, and he turns to her and he goes, have you ever drank too much? Mm-hmm. And then she turned it back to him, because it was about him. But why do you think he did that? Who does that? I mean, it was about him, but
Sure, I think he's... my wife and I just talked about this the other day, and I told her, how many times on one hand can you say that I was inebriated, I'd had too much? She can count it on one hand. We've all been there. But, I wouldn't have gone that direction myself. I think he's made several mistakes. He's given them more things to work with or manipulate, which he shouldn't have done. I like the old, I didn't do it. I'm not saying that she didn't have some incident, something happened to her. I don't know. I'm just simply saying my track record is pretty dang solid here. I didn't have anything to do with this woman. There was no sexual inappropriateness on my part. But I think maybe he was playing the other side of the coin. Maybe we've all been to parties. Maybe it was separate of the incident itself, just saying we've all been to parties. We've all drank too much. Not saying that I drank too much on that party or the day of suspicion. Just that we've all had too much before. I think when he said that, he opened the door to say maybe that happened on that specific day. I think that was a mistake on his part. I think it was also a mistake on his part to come back and say, I was a virgin in high school, a stupid thing to say, because a woman will probably come forward and say, I slept with him. So then you start to say, well, here's a pattern of lies. I think what he should have done is just said, I didn't do this. And stop referring to her as doctor, because doctor shows credibility and authority. My experience in medicine, 25 years, I did my rotation and decided I want to become an ICU nurse. And my friends went on to become ER nurses. Some of them wanted to become in the OR operating room. And I decided ICU. I'll tell you the truth. The people that I found, the females I found, I didn't find any guys to do this, but the females I found that wanted to go into psychology were all looking for themselves. There was something wrong with them. And I'm not saying all of them were, but I found a lot of them to be searching, yearning to find themselves through psychology. So they end up working in psychiatric care with patients. And every one of them I met, every female I met, seemed to be a little off. They didn't mix well with anybody else. They were kind of loners. They had some issues, some problems. I don't know what it was, but I found that they were also probably going into psychology to find themselves. I think Kavanaugh's made some mistakes. The calendar. Who in the heck keeps a calendar from 1982? I think, to be honest with you, I think that was a fabrication. I think somebody made one, wrote a bunch of scribbly handwriting on it like a high schooler would, and then they put it through Photoshop to make it look old, to back up, well, he wasn't there at the party or whatever. My social calendar. Boys in high school, we don't have social calendars. We don't. We get social calendars, or we do calendars when we get to college and you have to be at a class at a certain time or meet a professor or a study group. We start to formulate and do the scheduling on a calendar when we're in college. We start to become responsible. And so I think he's made many, many mistakes. I wouldn't have gone that direction at all to say, well, haven't you ever been drunk at a party before? I think that invites opportunity to say, well, maybe you were drunk and maybe you did take advantage of this woman. Yeah.
Because he's a judge.
Right.
He, they, they really laid him out to be extremely vulnerable. Because
yes,
I couldn't stand before a judge. I can't go before a judge, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I know did this and that. I mean, that's I have too much information on him now. But, I mean, I wouldn't go before him anyway if he's on the Supreme Court. But one last thought here, Steve,
mm-hmm. sure.
and that is this, is that I don't have children, but I have nieces and nephews. And when your child lies to you, I think there's a way, and a lot of mothers probably know, I just don't because I didn't have kids, but I was talking to my sister. I said, you know, your kid comes up, they tell you a lie, and it's a whopper, right? And you know they're lying, but you don't want to just say, you want them to learn from this lesson, so you don't just say, you're lying, right? You let them, you go, should I let this play out and then let them tell me that they're lying? So when you played that last clip, because I thought to myself, how do you catch these people in a lie and make them bury themselves? And because they always go on the defensive. So if they're able to, if you're able to, what do you call it out, if you will, I guess, from the lie they told, instead of going on the offensive and attacking, you know, kind of massage the lie a bit, you know, move it forward, and then they're going to self-implode or something. But I think that last clip you played, because you can't say to her, I believe you, and then say to Ford, I believe you. Obviously there's some lying going on. So
Yes, there is.
I think maybe the thing that I don't know who that was in the clip, but I think maybe he said that because, you know, it's they're going to eat their own. I do believe that. So when you get upset, Steve, just sit back. Remember, politics is a spectator sport. You can't do anything yourself. And just watch the show.
Okay, well,
because
thank
it
you.
Will I'll, happen. I'll, they'll implode.
All right. I'll try to remember that. Thank you, Rhonda.
Okay. Yep.
All
okay.
right. Thanks. That was actually retired Colonel Kurt Schleichter. That was on that clip there talking to about Ford and Feinstein, how it got leaked out to the press at that opportune time. You know, like I said, they painted her to be the perfect victim. The picture alone, I looked at it right away and I said, huh, they sculpted this whole thing. They're trying to give you a visual of a victim, and we don't have a victim. This one's done really well, a professor. And if anybody's out there can do a little research and maybe give me some more information, my mother called. She's very upset about this because she remembers a time when there was a finger pointed at me of wrongdoing. And thank God I actually got through that, and it turned out my accuser was a nutcase, and the sad part about it, nothing happened. She went through the system. She put me through the mill, and they found out she was a nutcase, contempt of court, shut your mouth, or you're going to jail, and she continued to mouth off, and nothing ever happened to her. I think the jails are full, and they just have plenty of people like this. So, sorry, Mr. Elkins, the judge leaned over. Sorry, Mr. Elkins, that you had to endure all this unpleasantness. It was quite a bit. Nearly Shawshanked me, and no redemption. I got no redemption out of this, other than I walked away going, shaking my head going, I can't believe this happened. But there's a lot on the line on this one here. So, you know, a Supreme Court justice, his life ruined, his reputation ruined. All on, she said, and can't back it up, along with the others. I mean, number two, number three, Julius Swetnick, Deborah Ramirez, number two accuser, and then USA Today insinuating in their article yesterday that we should be cautious about somebody of his nature that has a history of this, basically playing judge, jury, and executioner, already saying he is guilty of this and that he shouldn't be working with children. You see, it's not what they can prove. Because they can't prove a thing. This is all hearsay. There's no evidence to back up the accusation. This is a little mudslinging. This is a little throwing the poo-poo diaper against the wall. And hopefully something sticks. And that they're hoping that one of the Republicans. And we already know the Democrats are going to vote no. They've got to sway a Republican who's worried about his own rear end. And maybe his re-election bids. To cross over and join the deplorables on this witch hunt. That's their hope, that somebody on the GOP will cross over, join us, save your own skin, or maybe they're going to blackmail him. Maybe he's got something on him they can use to sway him to say no to Judge Kavanaugh. I don't know. We're going to go back to the phones. Fred in Michigan, you're on.
So in January, I heard Michelle Malcolm on Talmud Vision, Fox syndicate station, communitarian syndicate system, I call it. Michelle Malcolm made a statement that I heard only emanating from my lips, and that is that all of this Washington District of Criminal morass remember Marlon Brando? Marlon Brando gave an interview to Playboy in January of 1979, and he was critiquing what he called Julywood, only he called it Kikewood. Mm-hmm. Said, you dare not criticize the Kikes.
Right.
So as I see what's occurring here, I would have to say this is because they do worship Lucifer. Dex Mars wrote a book, Holy Serpent of the Jews, and Blood Covenant. Henry Makow, M-A-K-O-W, henrymakow.com, a few years ago featured an article from a preeminent investigative journalist entitled, Is Shabbat, remember Scott Peterson down there in Broward County, not mm-hmm. far from you, declared publicly that the Talmud, is his ultimate guiding light in all things material world, professional life, spiritual, at all. Now, the Talmud authorizes all imaginable and unimaginable incarnations of evil. Deception, manipulation, exploitation, and the Mossad that was intimately involved, expert journalists like John Rappaport and others have declared they're involved to one extent or another in all of these criminal terrorist activities. But the title of the article, Steve, is Shabbat, a criminal racist terrorist organization. And then, let's see, this year in February, another article on henrymakow.com came up, 26th of February, and it's entitled, Shabbat, Mossad, Deep State, responsible for Parkland. Words to that effect. Pretty much that's the title. And so what I see going on here is as Michelle Malcolm and Marlon Brando, and then let's not forget the Communitarian Insurrection Agency, CIA. Mm-hmm. Others have said Catholics in Action, because there is an intimate connection we all know with the murders of JFK, RFK, MLK, Malcolm X, because the Roman Catholic, Satanic, Talmudic, Kabbalah, Zohar organization, the second wealthiest nation state on the planet, mm-hmm. Does not appreciate folks who decide to go against their, counter their evil incarnations. And Michael Collins Piper proved that Mossad, just like Mossad on a daily basis, murders with bullets pregnant Palestinian women and children for target practice. And that's documented by none other than Brendan O'Connell, who did a solo presentation at the American Awakening on 21 July this year, entitled Chinese Communists Have Taken Over America. Who set up and runs China? And he goes into intimate detail It's about a 40-minute presentation. The first 11 minutes are kind of setting the stage with our beloved Tucker Carlson of Communitarian Talmudic Fox News, Fair and Balanced, of course. And by the way, if you don't know this, when Tucker Carlson was with MSNBC, he interviewed David Ray Griffin when Griffin's book, The New Pearl Harbor, was launched. He actually went to David Ray Griffin's office, and they interviewed him directly. And when David Ray Griffin began to provide the evidentiary proof that this was a government Mossad CIA inside operation hit, and that 1,100 people were vaporized, as Judy Wood proves, they were dustified, along with 500,000 tons, 110 stories, rendered down to about 1.5 stories. Yeah. Dustification, directed energy weapons. Tucker Carlson said to David Ray Griffin, who is a theologian and I think philosopher and possibly a physicist, Carlson charged him with blasphemy. Blasphemy! Blasphemy! How dare you indict the government murdering 3,000 of its own citizens? Oh, yeah? Well, well, there was Pearl Harbor. Let's see, there was the Lusitania, the Maine.
Liberty. Liberty.
Yeah, thank you, USS Liberty. Yeah. Thank you, because the audience needs to grab a hold of U.S., let's see, erasingtheliberty.com, the website for the book, erasingtheliberty.com. People should do what I have done, or, you know, get several copies and get them into your library system. The librarians were gleeful to have a book like that. And also Tex Mars, Holy Serpent of the Jews, which was banned by the Satanic Talmudic Kabbalah Zohar, kike guy, Jeff Bezos. So any book that's banned by him is stellar for library input. And all that Tex Mars did with that is collate into a very scholarly, concise compendium what the preeminent, prominent Shabbat Lubavitch rabbis over here and abroad all unanimously declare regarding them as God's chosen people. And they actually refer to themselves as the holy serpent within the serpent. They see themselves as being conjoined with Lucifer, because they openly admit amongst themselves, not publicly, of course, but, you know, that Lucifer is their buddy. And the reason they openly, boldly declare the reason for their evil genius in creating and deploying all of these unimaginable forms of evil in the material world and spiritual world is because, according to their Talmud, once they have reached a critical mass threshold of all of that, their god Lucifer will return and destroy all of the Goyim, their enemy. We are the Goyim, you see, we're their... That's why when they engage, Steve, with organ harvesting throughout the medical concentration hospital network with, you know, all of the certified, that's the FDA certified pharmaceuticidal, chemicide, medicide, drug pushers, who have told me at the University of Michigan, when I confronted them with the murders of my parents and my uncles and aunts, etc. I had a fiance who was a nurse, and the flu shot-induced autoimmune disease wasn't the cause of death, Steve. It was the fraud, death agency-authorized pharmaceuticidal, chemicide, medicide drugs that were administered that caused Hodgkin's lymphoma. But they told me, they have to abide by the laws of licensed medicine. And for my edification, the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm, then do that least likely
right.
to cause harm. First do right. no harm, then do that least likely to cause harm. That's a graduation formality, dude.
Yep, it is. I know.
Get over it, man.
I know.
Yeah,
hey,
I'm licensed.
Yeah. Hey, I need to move on. I gave you 10 minutes, 10 seconds, Fred. More than anybody else. I need to move on. Hey, thanks for your call. Appreciate it, Fred. Wow. Fred can't go 2-3 minutes. He has a long spiel there. But appreciate you calling in. I do. Off the beaten path, steve@gmail.com is my email. Trolls, don't bother. Got hit with trolls last week, quite a few. Don't bother. Don't waste your breath. Just don't. Offthebeatenpath.chattango.com is the chat room. Murr started that up a while back. I have not jumped in there today. Looking back, the polygraph test, you know, I'd like to know who pays the bills. I really do. She said she has a fear of flying and she doesn't want to fly. And then, of course, she took a trip to Hawaii and she's flying here and flying there. You know, there's certain things you want to ask in playing Columbo and investigating somebody to see if they're credible to begin with before you put them on the stand, which is why they took so much time to coach her before Thursday's testimony. Now, testimony would be a presumption that somebody who's going to testify has some information, some credible evidence that would back up the accusation allegation. We didn't get any of that at all. We've got a woman standing there, or sitting there, actually, looking like a victim, looking sad, trying very hard to find some tears once in a while. Wasn't very successful at doing that. And then when she finished up her her testimony, getting the pat on the backs and the pat on the head. Well, that's kind of like your high five, isn't it? The pat on the back. Good job. I think you convinced him. I think you convinced him of the lie. Good job. Like I said, follow the trail of the money for this woman here. And if somebody could possibly do that, follow this money trail. Who's paying the bills? And you find the person who has the agenda. Now, let's face it. She's a liberal. She doesn't like conservative values. She doesn't want Brett Kavanaugh to be a conservative on the court. So she has an agenda. She's part of an agenda. If he was a Democrat, would she be there right now? No, she wouldn't be there. She wouldn't be lying about this accusation and allegation of something happened 36 years ago. If he was a Democrat, this wouldn't be happening, people. This is an agenda. And her attorney, let's talk about her attorney a little bit. Miss Katz. Katz with a K. She defended Al Franken. She defended Bill Clinton and made all the female accusers look like easy women. And now she's reversed the role. So it's okay if you make the other side switch teams once in a while, if it's your team. So she's not on the side of goodness and righteousness and truth. She's a Democrat through and through. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up. This is Off the Beaten Path.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.